Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Wednesday marks the opening of the 2015 Missouri legislative session. We'll have a preview in just a couple of moments. But first, there is a new chapter in the Michael Brown grand jury story. A lawsuit has been filed, and St. Louis Public Radio's Chris McDaniel broke that story this morning. He joins us for a few moments to talk about it. Chris, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Don.
What's the basis of the suit?
So under normal circumstances, those who serve on grand juries are prohibited by law from speaking out about what they experienced. In this case, this grand juror is suing County Prosecutor Bob McCullough, saying that he mischaracterized what happened in the grand jury case and that he would – I say he, but we really don't know if this grand juror is a male or a female. This grand juror would like to speak out about what happened and would like to clarify a few things.
What can McCullough do? There is a law on the books with regard to secrecy in the grand jurors.
So there is a law, but a lot of the law is devoted to not releasing the evidence that's presented to the grand jury, which McCullough has argued he can. What the ACLU, the ACLU of Missouri, is handling this lawsuit, what they're asking for is an injunction prohibiting McCullough from prosecuting or threatening to prosecute this person for speaking out.
Do we have any sense of what it is the grand juror specifically wants to talk about?
This grand juror took issue with a few different things. Most notably was the implication that there was unanimity in how the grand jurors were feeling in not to indict Officer Darren Wilson. This grand juror also believes that the investigation was focused much more on the victim, Mike Brown, than Darren Wilson and is normal under grand jury proceedings. This grand juror, although you know thousands of pages of documents have been released from this, this grand juror is arguing that it's giving the illusion of transparency, but without the context and with all of these redactions, it's not giving actual transparency.
I saw the first page of the suit, and the suit is challenging the law that criminalizes speech by grand jurors. That seems to be the focus of it rather than Mr. McCullough.
Right, right. I mean, this isn't the only thing that they are asking for here is for McCullough to not prosecute this person for speaking out. That's really all that they're after here. They're saying that this is an unconstitutional prior restraint. This person could, lend to the public discussion that we're having about race and about grand juries in America and that this is a prior restraint, not allowing this person to discuss what he or she knows.
And Mr. McCullough's reaction to all of this?
We don't know yet. We reached out to him at around 9 o'clock this morning, and they were unaware of the lawsuit at that time. They will not comment until they've been served with the lawsuit, which has been mailed to them via United States Postal Service.
So it could be several days.
Could be a while. Yeah. Could be a while.
Chris, is there any kind of a precedent that you're aware of for this kind of action?
No, this is pretty unusual. I know of no other incident like this, but it's also worth keeping in mind that this case is also very unusual. It's not usual at all for the evidence to be released. I know of another case where reporters who have testified before a grand jury have been allowed to speak about what they testified about. But that's still very different from a grand juror wanting to speak out about the deliberative process.
I suppose the fallout from this could be an overall revamping of the way the grand jury does business.
It's interesting. There's also a law being considered by the state legislature that would change how grand juries operate. And actually, this person discusses that in the lawsuit. They say that they want to lend to the discussion about that, especially in the state legislature.
Interesting. You should mention the state legislature because that's where we're going from here. Chris, thanks so much for your reporting. Congratulations on it. And we'll advise our audience that they can get more details on stlpublicradio.org, where the story was posted today. Thank you, Chris McDaniel.
Thanks, Don.